welcome to another episode of Motherkind, sponsored by Stocker. It is me, your host, Zoe Blasky. This is the show that's going to help you feel more confident and empowered in motherhood. It's a special episode this week because it is live from the baby show with Little GB. I chatted on the main stage in London to Georgia Kashulu. It was such a fun chat. We chatted about so much, from postpartum to sleep routines to what she wished she'd known. I hope you love it. Here it is.
So welcome. I hope you're having a super day. Hope you've done lots of shopping. You're ticking off those shopping lists of everything you need. Check your show guide so you can find all your favourite brands. And of course, we've been moving through the most brilliant day of speakers here on the baby show stage. And now we're going to actually record a podcast, which is very cool indeed. So without further ado, let's welcome Zoe and Georgia. Little step. Hello, Zoe. Welcome back to the baby show. We love your dress. Welcome, Georgia, your lovely guest today. Before you launch Motherkind, if people, new mums, have not yet found you.
So Motherkind is aimed at mums, and we really want mums to feel more empowered and confident. So we speak to tons of experts and lovely people like Georgia.
Yeah, totally. And it's really successful. How many downloads?
I think 6 or 7 million.
Why are you cringing? It's amazing. Six or yeah. 7
Try not to count.
Million. That's fine. And I'll tell you what, I would recommend, go through the back catalogue, download it, and go back through and have a little listen, because you have the most incredible speakers on there. It's lovely. And we're doing one this afternoon with lovely Georgia. You're no stranger to the baby show, are
no,
you?
I
welcome back.
Here. I love it here. It's great.
It is.
And it's a good day out.
It's a lovely day out. And how old is Brody now?
So he'll be 3 in May.
Three.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to hand over to you ladies. Enjoy. Have a lovely chat.
Hello.
Oh, this is fun, isn't it?
Hello, everyone. Hi. How are you feeling?
I'm glad to be back, actually.
You're a big fan of the baby show, right?
Do you know what? It's just a nice day out, isn't it? You always get to see good brands, always buy loads of stuff. It's just so fun, isn't it? I love it.
It makes me laugh. As I was walking in, there were women very pregnant, so laden down with bags, they could hardly move along, which made me laugh.
Oh, do you know what? You find your strength when it comes to shopping, don't you?
True.
I remember going on the train with so many bags. I was like, these bags are coming home with me. I've got so many freebies as well. Like, it was great, wasn't it?
It's true. And how are you feeling? Book was out this week. Tell us the book here.
I can't believe I'm an author. I think it's really funny. Like, I just actually can't believe it. I'm so proud of it. It's the best thing I've ever done. It's really good. It's really good.
When did you write it? How old was Brody when you were writing it?
So it took us about a year fully, from meeting to writing. So I had a ghostwriter who actually writes it, and then I say it all. She said she's never ever wrote a book so quick with someone, because I talk so much. So it took us so quick. Normally it takes years, but me, no.
And I love the title, because I think that there are so many things that we should tell pregnant women. What are some of the big things that, looking back now, that are in the book that you're like, I wish when I was sat in the baby show audience, someone would have told me that?
Honestly, this book is the best thing for you, because I didn't know a lot of things. No one told me nothing. Like, I'd never changed nappy about this. It's always, you know, I felt embarrassed to ask them questions or say it out loud, because I was like, am I not maternal? Is there something wrong with me? And I was like, no, it's normal. It's really normal. So what I've done is I wrote it all in the book. I've said everything that everyone's thinking, but just out loud.
Tell us about some of the hard things that you didn't know about, like the loneliness of that postpartum period.
Yeah, that can be hard. It doesn't happen to everyone. But after birth, you are emotional. Your hormones are everywhere. It's a massive change, isn't it? You're you and then you're a mum. And I just remember crying. And I looked at my little dog called Monkey. And I felt bad that I'd had a baby. I remember crying, going, I'm so sorry. I feel so guilty. And now I know it's all normal. But back then, I didn't want to say it out loud that I was sad. Because I thought, oh no, you're supposed to be really happy. And obviously I was. But your emotions are everywhere, because your hormones are flying. But now looking back, all my friends was like, that happened to me, that happened to me. And I wish someone would have told me that. So it's in the book.
So now you know.
Tell us about that first sort of week after birth. I mean, I teach boundaries. I'm obsessed with boundaries.
Oh, fine now.
You wish that you'd put some boundaries down and said no visitors or limit the visitors. Tell us about that and what advice you'd love to give to everyone.
I just think, just don't put pressure on yourself. If you're tired, say you're tired. If you need a bit of help, take it. I was embarrassed to take help. I thought I couldn't say yes to help because I was like, oh, that means I'm not a good mum. Yes, it means you're a good mum. You know, for you to admit that you're tired or you need a bit of help, but that's normal. Like, it's so normal. So take the help. Take it. You'll never regret saying yes, ever.
What was stopping you accepting that help? Because I don't think this is just postpartum. I think this affects mums all the way through motherhood, feeling like if we ask for help it's weakness rather than strength. Tell me about what that was like for you.
Do you know what? I think it's because no one, you know, admits it except me. I'm just so honest, I can't sometimes shut up really. But I think, yeah, we've just grown up to be in this world where we think we can do it all, and we can't. Listen, we can, we're amazing, but we do need a bit of help. You know, we're normal. And when you're not sleeping that well, if someone says, oh, do you know what, give me the baby, go have a nap, do it. Like, you need to, and I feel like now, even when now, Brody's nearly three, when I have some time off or, you know, go get my nails done and I just have that hour to myself, I'm a better mum. And I know it sounds dramatic, but you reboot and you're like, okay, I'm me again. Right, let's get back to it. Now I can run around the house being Spider-Man again. Like, you know, you need that time off.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stresses, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And therapy is a space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy is just an incredible, safe, non-judgmental space. I absolutely love it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which I think as busy mums is what we all need. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/motherkind today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/motherkind.
My midwife, Pat, she was great. I never wanted to breastfeed, and that was my decision. And I know, you know, a lot of people are really pushy out there, but I believe it's your baby and it's your body. If you want to breastfeed, do it. If you don't, don't. Why should you be made to feel bad about your decision? It's your baby, you know best. As long as that baby is fed, does it matter? Do you know? And like, sitting here now, all the audience, I can't pick out now who was breastfed and who was bottle fed, because it doesn't matter. So funny. So I'm out here, right, swollen, about to go in for a C-section. She looked at me, she went, are you going to breastfeed? And I thought I had to say, oh, I might try it, because that's what society makes you feel like. So I said that, and she looked at me, she went, are you sure? And I went, oh no. I went, I don't really want to do it. It's never appealed to me. I've never imagined doing it. And she went, well, don't do it then. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. Why am I feeling bad about this? It's my decision. And then when I took that power back, it was amazing. And now no one comes to me on Instagram because I'm like, no, it was my decision. You can't judge me because it's up to me.
I wanted to ask you about that because a lot of new mums feel judged, feel that pressure and judgment. And I didn't have TV cameras following me around. How on earth did you find that confidence?
Oh.
In yourself and in your mothering, despite knowing that there's the very real sort of judgment out there?
I just didn't care. I really didn't. I just, oh, this is much better, isn't it? I just didn't care. I just knew that I was enough. Like, I just thought, it's my baby. If I don't want to get out my pyjamas for 2 days, I'm not going to do it. And if people want to judge me for that, then they can. But I'm doing what's right for me. And I think confidence come. I was a bit like, ah. But then after that, you just become confident and you just got to not worry about other people. You can't.
That's so powerful, because a lot of mums don't feel that I'm enough. A lot of mums feel the opposite to that. Have you always had that? Have you always had that, like, inner resilience?
No. I've learned it. It's in the book. I've learned it. I've had to learn it. But once you do, then you're just like, you're not bothered about people, what they think of you, because you're just like, I know, it's my child. I still do get comments now. on Instagram. People, there is people always saying something, but I'm just like, oh, do what you want to do.
What helped you make that shift then from feeling insecure and worried about what people think to being like, actually, I don't care?
I just think it was time. Like, I just thought, because at first, you know, sometimes you get negative comments and it does eat into you because you think, oh my God, like, am I doing the right thing? Especially when it comes to being a mum. People always want to say you're doing something wrong, don't they? Oh my God, it's draining. But yeah, I just think it over time, I was like, do you know what? These people don't matter. They don't. Like, you know, let them carry on their life and I'm doing, Brody's happy. He's healthy, he's happy. So I'm doing a good job.
And have you had any of those sort of judgments from people closer to home? Because often it's actually friends and family who can say things like, oh, you're making a rod for your own back, or you should do it this way. Have you had anything like that that you've had to handle?
Do you know what? I have to admit, I'm really, really strict. When I had Brody, I was like really into routines just because I like my sleep. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a bit selfish. If that makes you selfish, it makes you selfish. But at night, I like to have me time. And I like it to be like after 8 o'clock, I sit in the living room and I just be me, you know? So what I decided to do, when he was about 4 months, I just started to get him into like a good routine and he loved it. And then every time I'd go away or work, I'd come back. My mum and Bev would like have Brody and I'd have like a 2-page spreadsheet of rules and they'd be like, that's not normal. And I'd be like, it is. Make sure he goes to bed at this time, the weight window. But listen, it helped me and it worked for me. So, you know.
And were they accepting of the spreadsheet?
I mean, did they really do what I said? I don't know, but I'm hoping they did. Every time I called them, they're like, yeah, he's asleep. And I was thinking, are you sure?
And then you hear him in the background. Exactly, and you know the truth.
I'm like, don't do this. And they'll be doing it, but it's fine.
So is that how you got the sleep to work for you then? You got him into a routine from 4 months. Is that?
I didn't put too much pressure on myself, but I knew, for me, I'm a control freak. I need routine. So I felt like the only way to get through it was to do that. And Brody loved routine. Like, he's so... Like, now he'll go, mummy, bedtime. Like, he'll want to go to bed. So it's worked for me. Second baby, let's see.
And you're talking about your love of control. How's that going with a nearly 3-year-old?
Yeah, it's not so, there's no such thing as control, is there? No. He rules the roost. He's so funny. He actually thinks he's Spider-Man at the moment. I'm going through that stage. Have you ever gone through that stage? It's wild, actually wild. He thinks I'm Catwoman, he's Spider-Man. Yeah. I just let him, yeah. You know, choose your battles.
And are you the sort of mum that you thought you'd be?
I was the mum that said, no Spider-Man, no Disney, no this. Listen, your child wants it. You're going to do it. Like, you're going to do it. I mean, there is rules. I don't like fully dinosaurs outfits all the time or full Spider-Man get up all the time. But, you know, he's nearly three. What makes him happy, you know?
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you feel really proud of yourself that you've overcome since becoming a mum?
Just getting to this point. I feel like it's such an achievement, isn't it? I feel like it's such an achievement.
It's true.
We don't give ourselves enough credit. We're keeping a human alive. That's a big deal. And yeah, I can't take potty training. I can't take credit for that advice. My mum said to me, don't stress about it. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? She said to me, don't push them. They will do it when they're going to do it. And I was like, I didn't understand. Well, that's what I did. All my friends were like, we're potty training. I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing it. Because to be honest, nappies are easier. They are. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I bought a potty. He thought it was a toy. He started putting all his toys in it. So I was like, okay, fine. Then one day he woke up and said, mummy, pants today. And then he decided himself he wanted to do it. So that's my advice. They will do it when they're ready.
I had exactly the same with my eldest.
Did you?
Exactly the same.
And did you not push him either?
No. Her. I just let her do it when she was ready.
See.
She never had an accident. It was, yeah, no it's pressure. Nice. I think there's something about pressure which kids react quite badly to.
Well, we do.
Exactly. Yeah. Who wants to be put under pressure to do something? It's not a nice feeling.
And do you know what? I like nappies. People moan about them, but I think they're great. You know what you're getting. It's easy. You ain't got to stress about it. But now I'm through the other end of it and he's actually fully potty trained. It's easier. But then a few weeks, I was thinking, oh, give me the nappies back. So I'm glad I didn't rush it.
Yeah, it's true. And getting married. Well, you're already married.
Well, I am. I know.
Congratulations. Does it feel different?
Do you know what? It does. It does feel a bit different. I don't know how it feels different because I didn't do rings and I didn't do vows. I'm saving that for next year. But yeah, it feels like you're closer. It's weird. I actually said to Tom the other day, I was like, do you feel different? He went, yeah, a bit. Do you? And I went, yeah. We never had that chat before. No, it's nice.
And how's your, about the first year of a child's life is the hardest time in a relationship? Did you experience that?
Do you know what? I don't know. I think I just got on with it. I think there's definitely challenges in a relationship, but you know, you've got to be honest and open, because I think, you know, you could say that's red and he could say that's orange, which is fine before a child. But then when you've got a child, you both have to both agree that the colour, because you want a parent the same. That's how I describe it. So there is times where you are on separate pages, but it's fine. It's like, it's a phase. You'll get back together. But I also do feel closer to him because he is the father of my child. It's a different love. So it's both, you know.
And with you both working, because you've worked all the way through, really, haven't you? How have you managed things at home? Because this is something that can be such a pinch point that, again, I don't think we talk about enough. How have you figured out that sort of domestic load at home?
I just thank the nans. I'm so thankful for the nans. Like, I do not claim I do it all. It's so hard. It is so hard. Getting that balance is hard. So, you know, being a mum is a full-time job. So if you're also working, wow, I salute you. So I've only got one child, so well done to you. But no, definitely, when they say it takes a village, it really does. I've got two nans that are amazing. But like I said before, accept their help. You need it. Everyone does.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true.
My nursery. Oh, great. Nursery's great now. Oh, my God. I cried for about 2 weeks. I was so sad. Now I love it. It's good. It's really good. It gives us both time.
How was that transition to nursery? Because that can be really hard.
I sobbed.
Like, me too.
I remember going home again with Monkey, and I cried, and I said, what am I going to do? And I realised I had a lot of time because he was in nursery.
Do you get that guilt when you drop him at nursery and you go off to work? Or like today, you know, both of our kids are at home with our partners. Do you feel that guilt?
Today, he was okay because Tommy's taking him out. But yesterday, I was working. He was like, no, Mummy, don't go. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, no. I'm trying to explain to him, Mummy has to work because then Mummy can buy you things. Like, I mean, they don't get it, do they? But no, mum guilt is a real thing. It will never go away. But I know that we're doing it for their future, you know.
So what do you do when you feel that guilt? Because you strike me as someone so confident that you wouldn't let an emotion like that eat you up.
Oh, no. No, I overthink everything. I'm the worst. Yeah. I ring my mum and I go, Mum, what do I do? She's like, it's normal. Or like, say I've told him off, because you know you have to tell them off. And then that night I'll be like all sad. He'll be in bed. I'll be looking at the photos through my phone going, oh no, he's so cute. But no, I don't know how to deal with it, to be honest.
I mean, I'll send you some episodes from the podcast and tell you how to do it.
Breathing techniques.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. What other things have surprised you emotionally about motherhood? Because I know for me, I'd never really experienced guilt.
Guilt, definitely. And just, I'm so emotional. I thought it was just when you're pregnant, you're supposed to be emotional. But he's carried on. I'd just cry about anything.
You know why that is?
Why?
So when you're pregnant and when you're in the first 3 years after a baby, the part of your brain responsible for compassion gets bigger. So that's why you cry at adverts you wouldn't have cried at, you cry at the news that you wouldn't have cried at, because the part of your brain that makes you more empathetic actually gets bigger.
Right, so 3 years, so is mine going to stop soon? Just going to turn off and then I won't cry no more?
Maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
We'll see. I'll let you know.
And what's next for you? So the book's out. What's next?
The book is out. I'm just like, oh, one thing at a time. No, it's really good. This is definitely the best project I've ever done, because it's just so, I've just put so much into it. And I'm really, really proud of it. But no, I've definitely got some more exciting things happening this year. And then, yeah, my show. I love my show. I love filming it, so that's fun. And being a mum. Being the mum's the best job of all, though. So lucky.
Oh, thank you. And I always ask the last question at the end, the same question at the end, which is, if you could give just one gift to all the mothers in the world, what would you give and why?
I think patience. Because it's a technique I've had to learn. You know, you learn it. And yeah, if you've got patience, a deep breath and a bit of patience, you'll be fine.
Love that. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for
having me. And congratulations on the book as well.
Thank you.
It's such a good book. And you're doing a signing after, right?
I'm going to do a signing. If anyone wants a book, I'll be, I think, next, just there. So yeah, really exciting day.
I've got a question for you. Do you miss Towie?
Do you know what? I love it. I love watching it as a viewer. I'm their biggest fan.
Do you watch
it?
Do you really?
Yeah, I love Towie. But no, it'd be weird for me to go back now, because I feel like I'm just fully mum zone. But no, I'm definitely, yeah, a good viewer. I love it. It's on soon, I think. They've all been Bali. I never got taken Bali.
You got stuck in Brentwood.
I used to go Spain. I love Spain, you know. But Bali, I was like, cheek. But no, yeah, can't wait to watch it.
Well, thank you. Anyone got a question before we close?
Thank you. I think we've got a shy audience.
Shy audience.
But no, good luck to everyone that's pregnant. Oh, it's the best time.
Thank you. It is the best time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.